He said, I'm about to wrap it up. I'm real close. I'm about to wrap it up. He said, and do not doubt in your heart, but here you go, but believe that what he says will happen. That's my confession. I say it every day. I believe that what I say will happen. That's why I'm very careful about what I say. Even when I'm mad, it don't matter. I'm very careful. I split hairs of word. Amen. I'm not going to say nothing wrong. It's not going to come out of my mouth. And if it does something wrong, it's going to come out of my mouth. I'm going to cancel it in Jesus' name. I make my kids do it. My wife does. We help each other. Amen. Amen. I used to be bad about it. Boys, let something go wrong with my vehicle. That old stupid thing. I don't know why this thing works. Toys, it's red. Let me tell you something. You will not drive my vehicle anymore. I'm like, why? Whatever now. I said, why? Because your mouth is just too foul. I'm like, what you talking about? I don't cuss. I mean, you speak too much wrong stuff out of your mouth concerning these vehicles when something don't go right. I'm like, no, I don't. And I caught myself. Something, I don't, what the hell. I'm like, oh, stupid. You sure right, man. Well, every time I get into my vehicle now, you will perform well. You will work well. As long as I got you, you will work well. I speak the radio, you work good. Tires, you work good. Engine, you work good. Transmission, you work good in my truck and in my car and here and there, everywhere. I speak to stuff in the house. I speak to the commodes. I speak to the showers, the pipes. I speak to it all. Amen. I'm telling you, you living what you've been saying. Amen. I just choose to frame my world this way. Because I choose to have my crooked path made straight. Amen. It's up to me. It's up to me. I can just as easily take the time to speak good things over what I have, what I want to happen, or not say nothing at all, or speak something bad. I mean, this is what the Lord said. He said, I record you this day. Behold, I set before you life and death. He said, you choose life. You have a choice every day to choose life. What you going to choose? Are you going to choose life with your words? Or are you going to choose death? You got a choice every day. Every single day of your life, you got a choice. Amen? Now listen to what it says. I'm almost finished. There will come a time in Jeremiah 1:12, I'm just going to quote it because I'm going to wrap it up. Jesus said, for I am watching over my words to perform it. Every word that comes out of your mouth, you got to understand that Jesus himself, the head of the church, is watching over his word, watching over every word, every God word that comes out of your mouth. See, when the God word comes out of your mouth, you're going to activate angels. When death word comes out of your mouth, you're going to activate demons. Amen. I think I said this before. You got angels on this side. Here we go. We got demons on this side. And you right here, they waiting. Who you going to activate? Amen. Who you going to activate? Are you going to speak the word of God over your situation? I'm telling you, I used to get so frustrated getting behind somebody driving. Slow the traffic. Victoria, don't you be trying to testify. Don't do that. Don't do me like that, man. I used to get so frustrated. I mean, you driving slow, the traffic ain't going. I mean, my mouth just gets going, oh, wow, these folk can't drive. Man, I used to burn me up. My mouth, I talk about their car. That's why your paint job don't look good. I did, man. Oh, man, why just upset for no reason. But now, you know, like I'm taking the kids to school, and we pull off on, getting ready to pull off on university, pull off on the ramp. I mean, I remember that morning, that traffic was bagged all the way up to the highway. I said, traffic, you move in the name of Jesus. I stayed cool. I felt that bubble in my stomach now. It started sweating a little bit, and I said, I said, traffic, you move in the name of Jesus. I mean, it just started popping just like that. Boom, boom. I said, boy, I tell you what, this word right here, boy. I can frame my world however I want. Oh, I can frame my world however I want. And let me tell you the key to it. I'm finna close. Let me tell you the key to it. Junior said it. Stay the course. You stay the course. And we believe in God for our house. I'm telling you, everything that could have happened, every monkey that could have jumped, every frog that could have hopped, happened. Whew. I mean, me and Toya was talking about, look, I said, to this day, I still don't know how God did it. I mean, I said, girl, she's like, boy. I'm like, man, really. I mean, everything that could have happened, happened. We stood there. I mean, I'm telling you, it felt like stuff was just bear hugging stuff, all kind of pressure trying to get there. I said, I refuse the word. I refuse the word. This is what the word says. Boy, that pressure just stepped back. And I mean, it's amazing. You ever seen that stuff on TV? They got some kind of new stuff that you can spray it on your shoe, let it dry, and then you can throw wet mud, and that stuff will just roll off. I'm talking about white pants now. You can spray it all on the pants, let it dry. You can throw wet mud, that stuff will roll off, and you won't have not a stain on your clothes. That's how we were. I mean, stuff was just trying to get on us, and I mean, it couldn't nothing stick. I mean, we just walked around, and we went about our daily activities and praising God. Didn't nothing stick. Why? Because we made up our mind. The word said it. Praise God, that's what it's going to be. And I'm telling you, it came to be. Amen? You stay the course. You stay the course. I don't care how you feel. I don't care how it looks like. I don't care who says what. You stay the course. Many of y'all might know I'm doing my little diet, my little keto diet. Paris hit me out all the time. She every other day, Daddy, how you doing on your keto diet? I'm like, Paris, I am doing fine, thank you. Okay, Daddy, I bet you can't eat this. I say, I tell you what, I don't even want that, thank you. A smart mouth. I ain't gonna say it. Daddy, you can't have none, can you? But that, when I first started the diet, I'm 50 pounds down. Hang on. Hey, man, Kenneth, he right behind me. He 20-something down. Hey, cool. And, I mean, every week, you know, weight just be falling off. You just eat like it says, eat, do a little exercise, and it just fall off and fall. I do my one body exercise. I done took a bunch of courses under AJ. I still remember everything. Now, the only thing about doing my course, I don't think as many bad thoughts about him because he ain't there to make me keep going when I get tired. You understand what I'm saying? And I told her not too long. I said, Toya, I said, I about got my mind ready. I'm going to call AJ and get another session. Lord, help me stay safe. If he had me do one more of them walking out, boy, woo, Jesus, dude. But what I'm saying, all right, starting my diet, you know, you first start, you lose a lot of weight. Boy, I had them good results. But then there came a time where it just felt like, I don't know what it was. I know I was sticking to what I was supposed to do, but it just felt like, I mean, just down on my stomach, like I just wasn't doing right. And some said, man, just going to get you some cake, Red. I said, you know what? Nah, I can't do it. I ain't going to do it. I said, I'm going to stick to what I know. Some said, man, Terrell, you know what? Just, man, get you a Mountain Dew, man. Just forget that diet, man. Just get you a Mountain Dew. I said, you know, nah, I'm just going to stay what I'm going to stick to what I do. Now, me, I weigh every 2 weeks. So I got on. I just felt like I wasn't doing no good. I got on the scale. I really didn't want to look. Oh, my goodness. I lost. It don't matter how you feel. Stick to the cause. It will work. It will work. And I'm telling you, the word of God will work. Saints, stand to your feet. Praise God.